Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Robert Bennett, an entrepreneur and private equity sponsor who recently launched the Silicon Valley and Dallas-based investment firm LightJump Capital. LightJump targets best-of-breed private companies which have the potential to become the next great public company. And Mr. Bennett, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. I'm excited to be here.
And excited to have you out with us and really appreciate your time as well. So for starters, and for those that aren't familiar, what is a SPAC?
Yeah, it's interesting, Eric. You know, the word SPAC, if you watch CNBC in the morning, I think you've heard about it. Everybody's talking about SPACs. What a SPAC stands for is Special Purpose Acquisition Corp. A while back, they used to call them blank check companies. You may have heard of that. But what a SPAC is a vehicle to take a company public. And I think the reason that SPACs have become so popular is just you've seen some really fabulous companies go public over the last few months in a vehicle called a SPAC. Obviously, some examples that I think everybody knows about are companies like DraftKings and Virgin Galactic. Both of those companies went public through a SPAC, not a traditional IPO process.
Yeah, quite interesting, your feedback there, and thanks for the explanation. It is helpful. Now, with all that's been going on in the world, especially this year, why now? Why would one consider a SPAC?
Yeah, so I think what's occurred, the phenomena that's occurred kind of post-pandemic, you know, what's happened over the last few months, and it actually started just a little before the pandemic occurred, and then it just accelerated after that. And what happened in Silicon Valley was, you know, what's happened over the last 20 years is the venture capitalists in Silicon Valley have built just terrific companies. There's a group of companies that hundreds of millions and billions of dollars have been poured into, and they are robust, great, very fast-growing businesses looking for an opportunity for an exit, looking for an opportunity to either go public or get acquired. But as you know, only so few companies can get acquired by an Amazon or a Google or a Microsoft. That's kind of the dream of an entrepreneur in Silicon Valley, is maybe to get Microsoft to buy your company for billions of dollars, or Oracle or Amazon. But very few companies have that opportunity. And so maybe your biggest dream as an entrepreneur building your great business in Silicon Valley is to go public. But again, very few companies have the opportunity or have the kind of retail consumer looking profile that has that kind of retail appetite for an IPO. So very few companies can actually go through a traditional IPO process. So what occurred, actually it was last year, and maybe a little bit of the year before, there were some very famous Silicon Valley venture capitalists who went in and they kind of looked through the library of IPO processes and came out with an old process called a SPAC, and they adopted it. And they adopted the process because it was an opportunity for a group of individual business people and venture capitalists and financial investor types to come together and sponsor an IPO and then go out and look for a great tech company to take public. Now, one of the most famous that we just talked about is a very famous venture capitalist in Silicon Valley, Chamath Palmahapitiya, who runs a venture capital company called Social Capital. He formed a SPAC sponsor firm called Social Capital Head of Sophia, and they went out and they found a great company called Virgin Galactic. Virgin Galactic, obviously, people know about. Very exciting business plan, very great upside, great opportunities, but was not a public company. DraftKings, another great example of a company. There was another sponsor out of Los Angeles called Diamond Eagle Acquisition Corp. And they found DraftKings, another great company to take public. Now, what transpired post-pandemic, you know, you've got a lot of people now who are working from home. You've probably heard that there's a huge growth in people opening Robinhood accounts or Charles Schwab accounts. You know, for a long time there was no sports to watch on TV. You can't go out to restaurants. You can't go out to bars. So there was a renaissance in retail investors' interest in the stock market. So that's kind of a post-pandemic phenomenon where you see a resurgence of a retail investor's interest in investing in great tech businesses. And so that kind of built up a demand for more interesting public companies like Virgin Galactic, like DraftKings, other great examples that have come out, some probably not as well known. Chamath Palihapitiya's next company, another SPAC he's doing, is Open Door. Velodyne LiDAR, which is a LiDAR company, is going out in a SPAC. And then obviously you've heard about all these other EV vehicle companies that have come out, whether it's Fisker, Nikola, Lordstown. These companies have all gone out in a SPAC public offering. So I think post-pandemic, kind of a renewed interest from the retail investors and investing in tech-based companies, kind of an enthusiasm for the EV market. You know, everybody loves the EV market, obviously the big market cap from Tesla. And so this is kind of a renewed investment in tech investing on the retail side. In the 2019s and 2018s, kind of a enlightened renaissance period from some great venture capitalists in Silicon Valley to discover SPACs is kind of a great way to take tech companies public. So that's kind of the perfect storm for SPACs that's occurred. Now, we are at Light Jump Capital, and again, similar to all the other SPAC sponsor firms, we're a group of entrepreneurs dedicated to finding great tech companies to take public. And we have a team that we built, great Silicon venture capitalists from some great Silicon Valley venture firms. We have a gentleman on our team by the name of Eric Verplu, who just came out of Deutsche Telekom Capital Partners. And we have a great team member by the name of Will Bunker, who actually was the co-founder of the predecessor company that actually became Match.com. We have myself, Robert Bennett. I'm the sponsor, and I've got a number of technology-based private equity-backed transactions in the technology world, including one that I'm vice chairman of right now called Modulant Solutions, which is a software and IT services company. So, again, we're forming a group to go out and look and hunt for the best tech company we can take public, and that's why we built Light Jump Capital.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback there. Really some awesome stuff you're doing, and especially this year with all that's been going on, this certainly is upping the ante, so to speak. Now, why are tech companies interested in going public with a SPAC? Talk to us about that from what you're seeing.
Yeah, so what's occurred, if you look at a tech, and again, going back to kind of the foundation of a growing tech company, you know, you start with your growth capital. You know, you're a tech company, you're doing a startup. You build, you raise a round of growth capital, and then you go into progressive rounds of capital until you get to a phase where you're so big and maybe the venture capital world has taken you to a Series B, Series C, Series D venture cycle, and you're looking for the next big thing. What are you going to do? What's the next growth opportunity? You know, what happens is you have a bunch of venture capitalists in your company now. Now, venture capitalists don't want to be in your company forever, right? If you know venture investors, they don't want to stay in a business for 20, 30 years, right? They need an exit. They want to get out. So you probably got some venture partners calling you once in a while. You're the CEO, and they're saying, hey, let's look at like an exit. How are we going to get out of this thing? And so you've got some options. The only options that you've got, as I said, is to sell to a public company, sell to a big company. You'd love to sell to Amazon or Microsoft. But if they're knocking, if they're not knocking on your door, what else are you going to do? If you can't IPO for some reason, because again, only the biggest and most exciting companies in the technology world IPO in a traditional IPO, you really don't have any paths. You've heard of probably something called a direct listing. There's a few companies that have gone out through a direct listing, but they, in some instances, they're not super successful. In some instances, they can be successful. But SPACs are just a way for you to go out and go public, get some liquidity, get an exit, and now why do you want to go public? You're a big venture capital-backed Silicon Valley firm. Why would you want to go public? Well, to really grow, to really get to the next level of growth, you need to be a public company, right? You need that public company profile. You need public company stock where you can do acquisitions, institutional investors to get involved in your company that want to have you list on the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange. So you need to get to the next level. You really can't get big. You can't be a Microsoft or an Oracle or an Amazon without being a publicly traded business.
Certainly do appreciate the information and insight so far today. We're speaking with Mr. Robert Bennett, an entrepreneur and private equity sponsor who recently launched the Silicon Valley and Dallas-based investment firm Light Jump Capital that targets best-of-breed private companies which have the potential to become the next great public company. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, get into more details. Why are you actually doing a SPAC?
Yeah, so it's interesting, Eric. You know, I've been there. And it's funny, you know, when – and I think everybody on our team, we've all been there. Like, we've all been in companies where if we had the opportunity to go public – and what we think about and what we talk about is we talk about the growth inflection point. You know, there's always a point in a company's exciting growth cycle where the founders and the management team, you know, maybe they're out having a beer after work or having a coffee. They're saying, wouldn't it be great if we could take this company to the next level? Wouldn't it be great if we could go public and just continue to grow through growth capital or through acquisitions or maybe a more global footprint? I mean, we've all been there. And in my 25-year experience, you know, even with Modulant, with Will Bunker's experience, you know, with his dating site and then going into Match and Ticketmaster, you know, with Eric's experience in the venture capital business, we've all seen it. We've seen that dream that we could actually get a company public. So when we found that we had the opportunity later stages in our careers, in our professional investment careers, when we said, you know what, we've all been there. We've all been in companies like this. We're just excited about creating a firm that gives companies the opportunity to take their growth cycle fulfillment to the next level, to really get to that next stage in the growth cycle.
Now, an additional question along those lines, what kind of company can you find to take public?
Yeah, so any company really that's got and you know what, I kind of throw it back to everybody, right? So if you're a retail investor, if you're a Robinhood investor, a Charles Schwab investor, or if you are an institutional investor or an entrepreneur that you run a business or you're CEO of a business, you kind of know what you need to be a publicly traded company, right? So obviously, you know, you have to have a certain level of sophistication in your management team. You have to have a certain level of sophistication in your financial part of your management team, right? You've got to have a really sharp CFO. You've got to have your financial ducks in a row where you're audited and you're ready really for the rigor of a public offering and the scrutiny of public investors and the rigor and the discipline of financial reporting as it pertains to public company financial reporting. And then you've got to have an exciting enough story and an exciting enough growth prospect where you can really gain revenue traction as a public company. And you know what makes great public companies great has got nothing to do with whether they're exciting to a Robinhood investor or they've got this cool technology. That doesn't really make a great public company great. What makes a great public company great is their historical ability to meet their financial projections. And you can go in and dig into all the SEC documents. You can look at quarterly revenue numbers and quarterly operating income numbers. You look at the really successful technology companies, these companies do such a terrific job performing on a financial basis quarter by quarter. That's what makes a great company a great public company. Recurring revenue model, great management team, giant upside marketplace, really the ability to deliver financial results on a quarter-by-quarter basis.
Mr. Bennett, really appreciate your visit with us here today and all the information and insight shared here per your expertise on behalf of LightJump Capital. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a thought or anything else you'd like to add as we conclude today?
Yeah, well, Eric, thank you so much. We're excited, LightJump Capital, to participate in this world. And I think, you know, it's important when you look at SPACs and you look at offerings, you know, do your research. You know, if you're a retail investor or you're a financial investor, you know, I always recommend, you know, SPACs are great things to invest in and do a research. Look at the underlying business, you know, whether you're excited about Lordstown or Fisker or DraftKings, just take a look at the financial statements, take a look at the reports. There's presentations that you can look at on the web from the management team. I mean, just do your research and understand what you're investing in before you invest in it, and invest in great companies. There are some great companies that are being taken out in SPACs.
Yeah, thanks for those concluding remarks, also most helpful. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and get more information on LightJump Capital. Where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, I mean, and again, we're not kind of a retail investment firm. We're a venture-based firm, but you can, if you're interested in just looking us up, you can look at lightjumpcap.com. But again, our objective is more looking for targets in the financial world. But more than happy to have anybody interested, just check out our website.
That sounds easy enough. Again, folks, it is lightjumpcap.com. Mr. Bennett, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Okay, thank you very much.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Robert Bennett, an entrepreneur and private equity sponsor who recently launched the Silicon Valley and Dallas-based investment firm LightJump Capital, who targets best-of-breed private companies which have the potential to become the next great public company. And for further details, visit lightjumpcap.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.